Okay, well. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works safety meeting to order. Maybe. It's 5:19 p.m. on May 27th. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Brown. Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on May 13th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Next up is the bid opening for 2014 street repairs. And I'll turn it over to Rosie.
Okay, the first bid's from E&D Paving. Total is $165,574. The price to adjust manholes and catch basins, $400 each.
400. Does it get timed? What's the number of manholes?
Yeah. Second one is from Niblock. Total bid price, $148,300.
Take the bids under consideration. Okay. Take the bids under consideration, and Kelly will have a recommendation to us at the next meeting. Very good. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next up is the Bruja drive up. I do want to just make a note, and then we'll table it, but I want to make a note that Jeff and I, they are walking in right now. Perfect timing. We literally just started talking about it, so we won't table it. Bruja, we actually had Jeff and I had a conference call with the Department of Transportation, along with Kay, and the three of us had talked with NDOT, our district, about the challenges that we would face or the issues that we could have with traffic coming off of State Road 9 into that alley for the potential drive-up. Kay was able to give some information to Department of Transportation. Their response back was that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, but their response back was basically that they didn't see any problems with it. Is that correct? Okay. So NDOT's kind of said we don't have a big dog in this fight. Okay, I don't know if you have brought anything extra for us this week, or if you want to talk at all, or...
I called to see if there's anything I could prepare ahead of time.
Okay.
I didn't really have a lot to work on. I do have a thank letter. I went for Rosie.
I'm sorry,
the
what?
The owner's letter.
Oh, okay.
It was fine. But they backed it back. So
oh, okay.
There's the report.
Okay, thank you.
But no,
did I send a copy of this to you guys?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. Ahead of time. Okay. Okay.
That's the same letter you have.
Mm-hmm. It was just a signature of the concurrence of the actual owner. And that individual's name is Mr. Ulrich?
Richard Ulrich.
Ulrich, okay. Thank you.
Not trying to make a decision, but have we contacted the neighbors that live on the adjacent of the alleys that continue through? or potential traffic that's going to be in there by their driveway.
To the right.
I think one, there's two property owners that have house with it. Well, they might be renting. One might be a rental, the other one, I think, might be an owner.
Yeah, that's the question. Which way are you going? Are you going if they turn or if they stay straight?
If they go straight. If they go straight, I think there's Lovely is with there or somebody like that.
I think there's one in the parking lot on the other side. Is that right?
I was just curious to see if they've been contacted.
Stop sign and hang a right, the old tattoo place. Mark, I have a letter from him.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to the owner on Washington Street there? If you continue to go straight?
Yes.
If you go straight down the alley, there's one house on the left of the alley there.
The brick one?
Yeah. Have you talked to that individual?
I spoke to his wife, but didn't hear anything back. They
didn't really give a strong occurrence one way or another.
Because I was looking on the aerial, that garage appears to be right on that drive. I mean, according to this drawing that we have here, all the traffic goes straight. There's a photo.
I put it up right there to the yellow flooring store.
Right past that, looks like, well, we can barely see it.
Oh, I see what you're talking about, Dan. Are you talking about this one right here, and then there's that one?
This guy,
yes. Yes. Yeah, because this is the brick house. That's the garage. And then this is another property owner, I believe. But obviously their house looks like just their car.
Looks like that garage comes right off that alley. Minimal. Isn't the able to park.
Yes. And that is true. I will say that is true. It does come off of that alley. Indeed. Indeed.
But I was just curious, you know, because there's a potential of, I don't know, I'm guessing maybe 70, 80 cars a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I...
Well,
is that a paved alley? It is partway, isn't it?
Thought it.
It is straight back. It is until you get right to that one this way.
The intersection there?
Well...
Kelly, what's the intersection? Or what's that alley there? Is that paved all the way through?
It is paved all the way through.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Both ways.
Both ways?
Yeah.
Both north, south, as well as east, west?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. What do you think, Kay, and... What do you think the percentage of either these customers or the number of customers that you think you'll be having going through the drive-up? Do you have any inclination as to what those numbers would be or any suggestion, idea? I mean, are we thinking maybe 20% of these individuals maybe coming through?
The one, maybe. It's a hard...
Yeah, I understand.
It'd be hot and cold. I mean, regardless of the flow.
It's not going to be a constant 24 hours a day. Yeah, it's...
Unless you give free coffee away or something.
I mean, probably on the maximum, if it's 20%, on the maximum you're looking at probably 30 vehicles a day. If it's 20%, I'm just going off of your highest day, which is 137, so. So.
It's really going to blow up one. I mean, it's a good thing.
Oh, no, I think business would pick up very much so for Bruja. Yeah, absolutely. What are you thinking?
I think, again, they've met all the criteria that I've asked for.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the things that we had talked about specifically had to do with a concern that Tim had, and that was about, you know, what happens if you have two cars that come to that intersection, because that intersection is just, you know, obviously big enough for one vehicle. You know, is that going to, are we going to have any issues there? I know the issue that Tom had brought up had to do with covering the gas meter thing, right? And NIPSCO was going to handle that, right?
He's already asked. Oh, tell me when you're ready for that, and I'll get him in there.
Oh, really? Okay, great. Great, 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 great.
Is there value to make that a one-way alley? Is that what I hear?
That would be difficult for the person who lives here because they're coming and you can't see it very well. Actually, let me just pull it up real quick.
How's that one way from that corner to that side?
You could have a do not enter at the intersection of that alley going north or going west.
Or even from there.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I want to go a little farther than that. So.
What about to the parking lot? Have it one way that way.
This is the area right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm thinking. If we did a one-way here, that would, to me, that would make sense. A do not enter. Mm-hmm. coming this way, you know, so for people coming this way, do not enter here.
Well, these people would exit and go this. You'd force everybody to go this way. So you got this group here changing their route as well as the bank changing their route.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have an exit right here.
Right.
Try to zoom in a little bit here because I think I can probably better explain.
The intersection of the alleys is going to be...
There's a stop sign already there.
There's blind spots.
There's a hazard
right
now.
I think once they get to this point anyways, they're going to go whatever way they want. It doesn't matter what signs are there. But I think you're right. I think a do not enter coming in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Most beneficial.
So I guess here's what I'm saying, guys. I don't know if you can see very well. This is the alley. This is the alley that we're talking about right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this person, their car comes up here and parks like here. So if we made this whole way in one way, then they would have to figure out a way to maneuver. So I really think if we were to do a one way in this general vicinity so that they can't go out to Main Street, that would make me feel a heck of a lot more comfortable. Signage-wise, is that a problem? Would that be a problem to put up a one-way or a do not enter sign coming if they're going west on that alley?
We can put up signs wherever you want them. If that's, how many do you think? A three or?
I think we probably only
two.
Need one. Oh, do you think two?
Well,
you want to do one on each side?
This is a turn radius, so you want to keep it where they can not be scraping their car on the turn, because they're going to turn these
right
direction. It's something you'd have to evaluate. I don't know what the options are there, but one
you wouldn't need one coming off of Main Street.
No, I don't think anything
coming
here
off
would be
behind
an option.
Lawyers, probably
the trash
one
pickup
there and one
mm-hmm.
at the intersection.
But I'm thinking if we were to put one, let's say here near the edge of the building, either right here or somehow put it here. I don't know. We could put one here if you wanted, but. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe we only need one.
I'd say one. I think there's only room for one twice, too.
Okay. Tim,
I think you need one behind the lawyer's office to keep people from going through that
here.
Little area there as well.
A do not enter here?
Do not. I can put that right
or
inside.
One way.
One way.
Oh, one way, yeah.
Maybe one way.
No left turn and with an arrow to the right. We'll let you guys work that out with Kelly. I mean, if that's the consensus.
I like this. I like the idea. I like the idea that we're supporting a downtown business to help them grow customer-wise. I feel like we've made them do a whole lot of homework, and they came back with the answers that we've asked for.
We're changing the scope a little bit here for these people and Star Bank. Who do park over here, from customers to clients to owners. Should they have the courtesy of acknowledging that prior to
the change?
Because again, they may have a different.
I have Terry. That was just one.
Yeah, Terry's okay with making this a one-way.
And in a question, sorry to interrupt, about the garbage pickup here, and you and I had discussed that.
If it's a certain day for garbage pickup. If I know the day and the times, maybe I can, block it off and say, hey, they need to get through.
So she would accept that responsibility, whether an employee moves it to this point or whatever point is easiest for the garbage pickup. So it's not necessarily
so
right here.
Okay, so your employees would move the trash can?
Right. If
maybe
needed.
Talk to them and see what would work for them.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not an inconvenience.
So you're saying it resides in the alley today?
Yeah, it's right there, right outside of a door for them. And then on garbage day, whatever works out best for them.
The brown trash cans?
That would be National Serval.
Recycle Serval.
But that would be a contracted company from the business. It's not from the city. Tim, do you mind popping up here for a moment? Just so you're clear as to what we're talking about up here.
Did they get something to sign on the gas?
Yeah, NIPSCO was just going to put up a guardrail for them, basically.
Mayor, on that topic of that,
yes.
That is an in-kind service that has not been done yet. I'd still like to see a stipulation that be done. And then if NIPSCO does fall through, then it still has to be done. So I'm just asking that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
So what we're talking about doing is maybe putting a sign. I don't know where your window is going to be. That's the other thing we need to worry or figure out in this general vicinity. But no entrance either here. I don't know.
Put it over here in this corner because they're going to come this way.
Yeah, we want to find a way to stop people from going
right
west on this. So we're thinking maybe somewhere in this general vicinity, and have you guys can work together on that, but basically we want to try to also stop them from making that turn, so it'd be a one way this way.
Yeah, I agree, but you need some kind of a sign here that says one way mm-hmm. to the east, because if not
that could go right on the building here with the arrow.
I just don't know where your guys' window is going to be as compared to that.
Approximately right here.
Okay, so it's going to be before the edge of the building there. Okay.
And the signs, I agree, the signs need to go up. Typically much
into
the signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we need to put them up, and but you know what? If there's people waiting there, they're not going to turn left. They're not going to be able to turn left anyways. So, but it may be something worthwhile that we're going to have you talk to these people, talk to Star, and talk to these people, and whoever else parks back there to say, this is what the city's going to be doing now, and you know.
Ordinance.
Yeah, that's the next thing I was talking about. We probably need to create an ordinance that makes this a one-way.
Yeah.
This section. That go to city council. So we can't make it one-way here at Board of Works. We'd have to take that to city council. But as for making it so that would be probably the next step. The signs would then be also the next step as well after the ordinance is made.
I have one more question.
Yes.
Are you aware of what Star is doing?
Somewhat.
Well, I know they're demolishing something, and I thought it was a drive-through and moving a battlefront building.
That was my understanding.
Yeah, and I just didn't know if that's what that was.
That shouldn't, well, because I think what they're doing is, where the old drive-up is, I think they're making that all parking, if I remember correctly.
That's going to be their exit also.
Okay.
Their drive-through will exit behind the oil.
Mm-hmm. But I think those, and I agree with you, but I think they're also going to be making some additional parking spaces in that area as well. So I don't think that'll impact this.
There's some potential, but
there's a lot of people lined up. Okay, I didn't know for sure. I just knew they got a demolition.
They'll be in a turn lane. If they're coming from the north, they'll be in a turn lane. Right.
Well, that's true, too, because they got their own turn lane.
They got their own turn lane.
Yeah, that would be lovely. Anything that you can do to stop that kind of congestion would be great.
And an ad in the newspaper, and then of course somebody to monitor things for about the first month. You know, with a high visibility vest, and just kind of keeping an eye on stuff.
Yeah, I think the only thing we gotta be careful of on that is that because this is a state road. That's the only thing we gotta be careful of how much that's used, but. Here's what I'll say about that. I think that's a great idea. Any public information you can put out is great. Specifically, you know, obviously you're going to have about the same people using the drive-thru every week, so getting that information is a really, really good thing. Obviously, you'll have your newbies come in, but if the majority of your customers understand they can't be blocking the sidewalk, they can't be blocking the street.
I'm a little bit uncomfortable having people with orange vests on out there trying to do traffic control.
No, not necessarily traffic control. Just be here in the alley, you know, whether it's kind of just keeping an eye on this type of thing here. It's not out on the street. You know, pedestrians coming here, it's not going to take, you know, affect this in any way. But it would have to be a high visibility vest so, you know, they're not getting hit.
Well, that's... The liability
is the purpose for traffic direction, or what's the purpose?
Not for direction, just to kind of keep an eye on things, and then if there's an issue, then it needs to be addressed. If there's not an issue, you know, with new signage, with something that's new, you've got, you know, people coming in and going whatever way, you know, whether they live in that area or not. And I think it's just to kind of monitor things, take notes, and, you know, if there is a big issue, then, you know, it needs to be written down and addressed, you know, accordingly.
Well, and that can be as easy as somebody who's in here that happens to see that, oh, we're starting to back up or something like that. Like, you're not talking about somebody being there during all the hours, business hours. You're talking about somebody flipping something on real quick, flipping a, you know,
vest on. Maybe even sitting in a chair here, right here on this corner, out of the way of traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, if people start wanting to pull in here and they're blocking this, you know, pedestrians can't get through. And that's the biggest concern here is the pedestrians.
Absolutely.
I know it's going this way, but there's still, I don't know, there's just still concerns, you know, with the pedestrian. You can fit two in here comfortably. Mm-hmm. You know, a third one's going to block half of that right there, and you don't want them jumping out here to go behind the cars.
Yeah, that's what concerns me is that third vehicle.
Right.
And then, I mean, really, as far as anybody being a violation of the ordinance or anything, this would be an issue for us to take care of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so,
to have one of your staff approach somebody or say you're doing something wrong, they really don't have any authority at all.
Right.
Because
right.
It's all public. It's all public right away or state highway. The sidewalk's public.
What makes this hard is hard to say how many cars are going to use this.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's something.
I do have concerns about from both directions and people trying to navigate in there what that's going to look like.
Well, I think this
hard
is
hard to judge how many people are going to use it.
Right. I think it's certainly something that we can continue to keep an eye on. I mean, if it becomes a big issue, obviously
right.
we'll have to do something about that. But that's why I'm willing to at least take a chance to see if it works. And if it does work and if it's not being an issue, then we're good as gold. If it is becoming an issue, that's certainly something we're going to have to address.
Because we all agree safety is number one.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to put anybody at risk.
So...
I guess we would probably need to know, in addition to the signage, the one-way variance or whatever that goes to City Council, what else would be expected?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
are there
well,
any other variances?
The ordinance would need to be drafted up. Marcia would do that, draft up that ordinance. But specifically, it would basically say that, and it would put it in the code that the alley between, you know, starting at this point and ending at this point would be one way going
east.
Yeah, going east. And that would have to be something that, like I said, would have to go in front of two. It'd be two readings in front of the City Council, assuming they approve both of them. Then it would become part of our ordinance. And then that at that point, you could probably start work and we could work on the signs and things would start moving fairly quickly there.
For the record, it's not going to happen tomorrow. Once everything gets, it's going to take time. And it was, like I told her, it's step by step. Don't worry about funding until you know this is going to happen.
Yeah, so absolutely. And I get that.
It's going to take time.
I get that. So,
no, I'm just thinking a way to help speed the process up because I know council can, I'm trying to think.
They can pass on an emergency basis.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that's an option if it's deemed as such. And again, a lot of that is based upon your timelines. You're ready to open in 2 weeks. They may consider that to be enough justification to go into a special session to approve it for first reading. But again, those are things that they would have to have that information of your timelines to fit the ordinance timeline. Or maybe they'll all work out at the same time. You know, two readings would be 30 days. Technically.
Yeah, it would be basically putting it in place. We'd be done by the end of June. And the signs would be up. Yeah, thanks, Tim. Signs would be up after that ordinance, probably within maybe a week or two after the ordinance would be passed. And I mean, I guess I'd lean on Dan for the City Council side because he's the council president. But
I can't see that you'd
have a lot of people clamoring about that, but you never know. So,
I'd like to say it'd be all right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: if the ordinance, for some reason, doesn't pass, does that stop? Is that a show stop? Should the ordinance pass first before we go forward?
Well,
I think we have to have the ordinance pass first.
Well, I'm just trying again. Mm-hmm. Throwing that on the table.
Do you foresee any reason why they wouldn't pass the ordinance? And would
it only be a personal opinion?
Right.
So,
and if they didn't want to pass the ordinance here, would they consider doing a do not enter here? I mean, I know you're looking at traffic coming like this, but and we'd even talked about volume initially.
I think that, again, you're sitting, potentially somebody could be sitting right here and somebody could be coming here at the same time.
Right.
And you would have that, somebody's going to have to back up.
Yeah, I think one way that whole west half.
So you eliminate that.
Because that's what's going on right now anyways.
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is I think the process is that the Board of Works would make a recommendation to the City Council to do this in an ordinance form, and then the ordinance would be drafted up, and after two readings, assuming that it would pass both readings, then it would become an ordinance, and we could put up the signage after that. It probably would behoove you, because you love these meetings so much, that you may want to come to the next meeting, again, assuming the Board of Works, it sounds like, the Board of Works will be given a favorable recommendation to the City Council. And then you'll want to make sure you're at the City Council meeting at the June 10th, that sound right? That we would have the next City Council meeting in here at 7 p.m.
June 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a recommendation now.
Well, I think for the to pass that recommendation on to the council and to get an ordinance start to be drafted, I think it probably would behoove us if you guys are okay with that.
I have another. This is with respect to specifics.
Yes.
I have a couple of questions. Additional signage, which would be mobile. You know, like the old concrete base type thing where you can move it. Pedestrian crossing or whatever. I guess what we're looking at is additional signage that may help or that may be required in this area here. Sidewalk.
Like my sidewalk sign that I put out now, but.
Mm-hmm. And I know on some sidewalks for areas where you're not allowed to park, there's the yellow caution, hexed area. Is that a consideration?
For the sidewalk?
I don't think there'd be any signage that would be required here.
What do you think would help? Just so you have people, whether people are coming in this way, to have a sign that says pedestrian crossing here, people coming in this way, pedestrian crossing here.
Are you facing the sign for people
coming off
the vehicle or
right.
the walkers?
Right.
Is it any different than any other?
Sometimes. We talked about those kind of signs before, and almost that sometimes gives you permission.
Yeah.
Because we talked about having, signs in the alleys of kids playing. Well, sometimes that gives them permission to play in the alley.
Right.
Or permission for pedestrians just to go ahead and walk without even paying attention themselves, like a toddler. Almost you just come out and go across.
I think
I'm just trying to cover everything and see if there's.
And I appreciate that. I think, though, I would concur that it isn't. Really, I mean, it's no different than Star on this side. People walking down the alley and there being entrances there, or Smith and Sons or whatever. So,
a lot of it is again, as you get going, you could probably come up with other things. I'm just sitting here. What would I, if I'm wanting to turn in, and I see two vehicles already there? Maybe we put a sign that says no more than two vehicles.
Right.
That way, I know to move on. Or I don't think there's a wrong answer in safety.
I'm more concerned about the vehicular traffic than I have the pedestrian traffic. As far as people stopped out here and waiting, maybe to get in or pulling over here and hanging out, crossing over,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a bigger concern than this.
I think we're talking about a lot of
what ifs. Yep.
Yeah. I think once the thing gets going, then we can start addressing some of the problems.
Right.
What we find with signage, too, is that there's so many signs that where people just tend not to pay attention to them. So
I agree.
I'm sure people are going to come right down through here, even though it says do not enter. They're going to drive right by it. It's going to be an issue. But
I agree.
Yeah. But I think that's why, that's why we put an ordinance in place. That's why we warn people with signs. And if they choose to disregard them, they choose to disregard them. I mean, and then that's when we have to handle that in that manner. So. Thank you. Yes.
Thanks.
Yes, you can go back to your seats. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Board of Works, obviously, we probably need a recommendation to the City Council. So I guess what I'd like to do is I'd like for the Board of Works, you can make this a motion or whatever you want, but I'd like for the Board of Works to recommend to the City Council that they consider and approve a one-way, a change to one-way on the alley between Main, South Main Street and go the east-west alley on South Main Street. You guys know where I'm talking about. North Main Street. I don't know why I said south. North Main Street, the east-west alley between North Main Street and the north-south alley prior to Washington Street. Sally, have fun writing that one up. Sure, yes. And that appropriate signage would go with it as well.
Okay, second.
Okay. Thank you. So we got a motion and a second. Any further discussions? Trying to figure out if there's a...
No.
Oh, okay. just labeling. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, so we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, so that recommendation will go to the City Council, and we'll go from there. Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's fine.
We have third graders in here today.
That's a traffic study. How many cars per hour?
Okay. Yes, yeah. Next up is a ordinance violation issue. Is he? Yeah, I know he's not here. I don't know what the is the issue. Was he asking for
an extension? And I don't know that you talked to him, but it was expired plates.
I have an issue, so we'll check this today.
Okay.
I was told the vehicle was towed today and is no longer there. I didn't get a chance to go verify that. Mm-hmm. The vehicle may not even be there this time.
I got a Facebook visual on that, but that's just by happenstance. So, so what, Rosie, what do you want to do with this then?
I would just
table it till
ignore it because he's not here, so he was in violation of it if it wasn't done by this date. So he evidently had it moved, of course, this time is up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He signed it on
the
14th.
Because he has 10 days from receipt, is that correct?
Yeah, so it's supposed to be moved on the 24th, and he was going to ask for an extension, so I don't think they had done anything. Pete hadn't done anything.
Okay, I was going to say, so did Pete go back, or?
Well, I think he wanted to wait to see what the board did. Do you know?
Okay, so if the board does not, okay, so, and I'm sorry that I'm not grasping this. So the board, Pete was going to wait for the board to either grant the extension or not grant the extension and then go back?
Right. He called and talked to Sally and asked to be on the Board of Works to get an extension on getting it removed. And evidently, he went ahead and had it removed for him. So, it's gone.
Okay, so if Pete goes back and the car's still there, then he's found in violation.
Right.
Because he didn't ask for the extension. Okay, right. I'm with you. Thank you. Okay, so we will then disregard that item. Next up is the grant agreement from Region 3A. I thought, was Ross going to be here? Yeah, I know Ross is going to be at council. Well, in any case, I'll try to fill in the holes that I can. As you may or may not know, I know you both know, we're going after a comprehensive planning grant from the Office of Community and Rural Affairs in the amount of $40,000. As a part of that grant, we have to have a grant administrator. We're in the Region 3A Economic Development District and Regional Planning Commission. And so this contract in front of you has been looked at by Marcia, correct?
Yes, I provided changes.
Those changes have been incorporated? I don't mean to put everybody on the spot. I just want to make sure. I don't believe so.
There would have to be.
Okay. So, okay.
Jeff, do you happen to have Ross's phone number?
I've got the office number right on every cell.
Okay. Would you mind shooting him a quick email and figuring out if he has done that or what the case is? Sorry to put everybody on the spot. I assumed he was going to be here, and he isn't at the moment. I know he will be here at the council meeting.
I was going to say, if that's the case, there a way we could approve it, barring those changes?
Well, I wanted to see if there's a response back in time, but that's what I would probably ask, because our goal is to get this in by the end of the month here, so that we can hopefully have approval by June. As of this afternoon, the application was 90% complete, and the majority of what's left has to be approved tonight at council, and there's some other documents I have. So I do think we're moving on the right track, but I will probably ask for that. But I'm going to pass that for the moment, and we're going to do some other stuff before we come back to that. So I'm going to pause on that, and we're going to go to Blue M, or not Blue M. We did this last time for Blue M. CNR, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me pull that up real quick. And Lori and Alan are here. As you'll remember, we did do this for Blue M. A couple months ago, this was for Red Leg. And to remind you, this is, I'll let Lori do that.
You want me?
Yes.
To talk?
Will you remind us about what the Red Leg program is, please?
The Red Leg program is the Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program from the USDA Office of Rural Development. It is specifically an intermediary loan program that works with rural municipal utilities and rural electric member cooperatives to make pass-through loans for economic development.
So basically, because to put it in layman's terms, so basically what we do is, since we have an electric utility, the USDA loans the money to the electric utility, and the electric utility then loans it at a very low interest rate to the company, so that we can again encourage economic development purposes. So turn it back over to you. What do you have for us today?
I have Alan Teo with me, who can talk a little bit about CNR plating and the overall project. Essentially, this is a $3 million project, and one of the avenues for financing portions of the project would be a red leg application. Do you want to talk a little bit about ART and CNR and how they've come to this point?
Okay, good evening. Working with ART Wormet at CNR Plating, which is now part of Casey Jones Plating based out of Michigan. Company approached us a number of months ago considering some investments in the Columbia City facility, as well as others in their Michigan facilities. And so looked at, you know, what tools we have available that could help, and began to look at the red leg as a way to help with some building improvements, building expansion. So the company, again, considering, you know, whether to move forward with the project, has asked us to consider a red leg intermediary loan to help with a portion of the building, a building expansion. Would also be looking at some additional equipment, expanding capacity and adding capabilities, helping make the Columbia City facility more attractive, more viable long-term, more competitive. In fact, reason ART is not here today. He's actually up north in Hamilton with their key customer based in Steuben County. And so, you know, they're really working to expand the business. They want to grow in Columbia City, but thought this may be a good tool to help them move forward. And, you know, to the mayor's point about economic development, as a sort of a goal of this program, you know, we're trying to encourage, you know, reuse of existing buildings, in the case of Blue and Medical, or expansion of existing buildings. I mean, this facility, I know CNR has been, I think, at the facility since 1968. I think it had a prior use. The site has a prior use before that even. So, you know, how do we encourage companies to invest in older facilities in our community? Well, perhaps by finding tools like this to help them move forward. So that's a brief kind of overview. Job creation, companies talking about some significant job creation, perhaps even, you know, adding, increasing their labor force by 30 to 40%. From where it is currently, you know, again, adding capabilities, and, you know, even, you know, we've talked about what tools to look at with this project. Talked about if the city does decide to move forward with the intermediary loan to help with the building, that there would not be a request for a tax abatement on the building expansion, but instead perhaps limit any tax abatement to equipment. So the company, I mean, just rough numbers would end up paying, you know, best estimate, somewhere between $25,000 to $30,000 a year of new property taxes, you know, during this project. So would have an immediate, you know, benefit to the community, not to mention retaining jobs, adding jobs and income taxes here in Columbia City. So.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for that. I was just gonna add the fact that in discussions we had talked about, we do red leg for one, we'll do tax abatement for the other, and we thought that was a very fair way of going forward. Again, they are investing a lot in our community, and they are obviously a one of our longer term companies here, and we certainly appreciate them choosing to expand here in Columbia City, but also we want to do that in more than just a words way, and so I think this is a fair way. I know Jeff and Sean both have been working with them from the city side. So any other comments that you guys have in regards to CNR? No? Okay.
The building expansion portion, which the Red Leg loan request would be specifically for the building expansion purposes, that full budget is $1,078,078, 1078078. Okay, and it's an 80-20 match. The company is committing the funds, the additional funds for the construction of the building. They are working with W.J. Carey, a local company here in Whitley County, and I think have a really excellent plan put together to be able to expand their building there. The amount of the loan request that would be coming through the Red Lake program is $858,458. And like I said, they're matching that with over $200,000. And then they're financing the equipment purchase as well.
So if for some reason, just so the Board of Works is clear, if for some reason we would move forward with this and they would default on the loan, what would then happen?
We have a mortgage on the property. We have a personal guarantee. We're also working with the company to make some sort of agreement for remediating any issues that may be on the site. We have done some initial site investigation on the site, and it's actually not concerns related to plating. There's perhaps some off-site contamination that is leached on-site. We're going to do some additional site investigation to make sure that is the case, but just due to the environmentally sensitive nature of plating, and actually through, I tend to be somebody who's like, plating, that sounds really dirty, and coming from my brownfields perspective, and actually being out there and getting to know the services that they provide and getting to know the company, they are actually very highly rated. They have all sorts of monitoring wells. They participate in all sorts of EPA-led industry standards for plating facilities. So I actually felt really good about it. I was glad that I learned more about it working with them. So
I think if I hear you correctly, that if for some reason, if you don't believe it's going to happen, and obviously we support them, but if for some reason they were to default on the loan, we would get the building?
Yes. Okay. And actually, the thing that's interesting is that we would have a mortgage on the entire property, and although we're only spending $800,000 for this one addition, they own the whole property free and clear. So, we would.
So that's our insurance. What I'm trying to get to, that's our insurance policy, if you will. So if the electric department ends up getting stuck with the bill because they default, which, again, I don't think they will. I think there's a very small, small percentage that would happen. But if something were to happen, the electric department would get a building, a portion of it being brand new, but we would then be able to find a way to liquidate that or do whatever we needed to do in that case. So
yes, that's correct.
So the funding will be, again, through the electric department, and then they in turn will pass it on.
Yes.
Is there any risk to the electric department in regards to a debt asset ratio? We're okay? Because we're supposed to maintain a certain percentage of our. Okay.
And we're really, they're giving us the money.
I understand.
Oh, okay. And then we're turning around giving it to.
Right, but also we inherit if there's a default.
Right.
But we don't inherit the $858,000, right?
You inherit the property. Okay, which you would then liquidate.
And so I'm just looking at from a debt ratio, asset ratio. Mm-hmm. So if the electric department needs to go out and borrow money to build a new substation, that all falls in that equation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wanting to make sure there's no risk that we haven't considered.
Sure. And then the length of the term of the loan is 10 years. So just so you are clear on that, too, on how long you would carry that.
Okay. And remind me, do we pay back USDA as they're paying us back?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
And Rosie handles all that. Is there the 1%? There's a 1% up to 1%.
What we've worked out is being able to offset the cost of the letter of credit. And that was at 1.5%, is that right, Jeff? 1.5%. So there's no cost to the utility. And it's a heck of a deal for anybody borrowing money to get it at 1.5%.
Okay.
I understand how it all works. And like Sam, I'm not so sure we want the building.
Again, a very small percentage that would actually happen.
I'd be a little more nervous if I was
getting caught up with the bill. We're going to be paying EPA and God knows who else. Hazards out there.
I would be more concerned if it was a startup.
And just so Joe, just so I'm clear, with Blue M, did we do that on the property as well?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the same situation where if he were to default, we would get the building on that?
Yes.
We could own half Columbia City by this rate. Half of Columbia City.
That's right.
So from the time it starts, is there days? I mean, is there 6 months? I mean, how long do they have to complete the application so this doesn't linger for years?
Well, art is very anxious to get started. But once we close our loan with USDA, we would close our loan with art and with CNR plating, and they would start construction. I am going to work with USDA on how to structure the repayment and maybe ask for some length of a deferment, because I would like to structure the loan documents to where certain things are met before we're issuing money. Just like if you were building a house, we're not just going to give him all this money and then the building never get built. So he'll have to provide receipts, he'll have to give us walkthroughs, we'll have to see the actual project. Again, working with W.J. Carey, I'm not concerned that it won't be done to appropriate professional standards. Mm-hmm. So we can request a deferment from USDA, and I'm going to recommend we may do that just because it's going to be a longer construction phase right. than a
and I like that. I like
remodel. So, right. So yeah, we'll work on that. And the term of the loan is still 10 years. Even if you have a one-year deferment, your payments are just larger over the next 9 years. So that doesn't, you don't have a deferment and then add on 10 years. That makes sense.
Lori, who do you represent in this whole deal? Do you represent CNR? Do you represent the EDC? Do you represent the city? Do you represent all of us?
I represent everyone. No, I'm actually here representing the application for CNR plating.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that answers my question. That's a very political answer of you, by the way. okay. What other questions do you have of Lori? Anything? Okay. So it looks like we need to approve the resolution and allow Rosie signatory power, it looks like. Well, the because it's a utility issue. Yeah.
It's just us saying that I'm swearing that that's what the minutes were.
All right, Ruth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'll make a motion that we approve and support the resolution authorizing application for a Red Leg or RED, Rural Economic Development Loan program.
Second.
Okay. That was me.
And Dan.
Okay. Do we need to add on that to give you signatory power on that or no?
She's not. Who, her?
Yeah.
Her. I mean, she's really, well, I guess at the bottom she is saying that. So, yes, you do.
Okay.
At first she's authorizing in the first paragraph, but then the second one she's actually also attesting.
Okay, so I'll amend my motion and add allowing Rosie to sign on our behalf at the bottom of this page. Okay, thank you. Motion and second. Any further discussion or question? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll have many other documents we need to go through on this program. So.
You see all my little green stickers sticking out. So.
Yeah.
Can I get a copy of that
from
Rosie?
No.
Alan?
Real quick, just one comment?
Yes.
Oh, Mary, you brought up a good point.
Depends on your representative.
Lori,
what's that? I'm on the hot seat? Jeez Louise.
Yes. Lori, very adeptly manages wearing a lot of different hats for us in Whitley County. And so I do want to point out, I mean, she really has become the go-to person in the state for this program. Probably the only person. We're probably the only community using this program effectively to support, you know, building reuse, building expansion, you know, tax generation and job creation. So we need to recognize that it's helping us stand apart and a source of maybe a competitive advantage for us that we know how to use these programs. So that's good. I mean, and hopefully it is competitive, so we keep our fingers crossed we'll be successful. But we'll keep at it.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you both being here.
Sure. Have a good night.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna. Have we heard back
No, but you won't.
I won't?
No, because I said it wrong.
Okay.
So
you said, oh, okay.
Looking back over my set, so I did get it across.
Okay. Marcia, can you very briefly go over the potential?
Just some
are they clerical changes or are they actual?
So you kind of captured and said, and kind of.
Well, I was just asking you. I mean, whether you wanted them to be included or not. One was I thought if there was a problem, it should be Whitley County, Whitley Circuit Court, not Noble Superior, Noble County.
Okay.
That was just one of my suggestions.
Yeah, and that should be changed. That.
One was a release of confidential information, a release of the information, and my point was that some of it has to be released because we're a city.
Yeah, agree.
So there was a sentence that I requested to be added, but I don't know that that's necessary. One was just your signature lines where you can write in. I was just saying you need to say bye. You're the city. One was. You already indicated that the confidential part in Section 5 is okay. The one thing they did change was add satisfactorily where I wanted it, so that part's okay. So that was it.
Okay.
That's all I had. So
okay.
It's up to you whether you want those changes or not.
So let me ask the Board of Works if it would be okay if you would grant me the ability with those changes to approve, to be able to sign on your behalf and approve this agreement.
The question.
Yes.
With her recommendation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
To be included.
Just clarifying.
Absolutely.
May I make one comment?
Yes.
That the fact that they added the one word indicates to me that
he might have
saw your email and decided not to do the others.
I'm not showing that I sent it to him, but I'll tell you what, between Friday and today, has been crazy for both Rosie and me trying to get stuff put together.
I just don't want to create a problem and they are rejecting my request.
Okay. So then instead, can I have an approval from the Board of Works for signatory power with a review of Marcia and an okay from her that the contract is okay to move forward? That is, Walt, you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Instead of restating that, would you say so moved?
Okay. I appreciate that.
I'm not so sure I can remember.
Okay. I appreciate that. Okay. One second.
Oh, I thought he seconded. Yes.
No, I think he was motioning.
You got to make that.
To make that into a motion. Okay. Okay.
Second.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions?
So the actual cost is $4,400.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. That is correct. And that will be part of our local match, although we are way above our 10% local match. So.
Okay.
Okay. Ends up being a little over 50% match. But. Okay. So any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Okay, Walt and Dan approve, and I abstain. I appreciate that very much, guys. I really do. We'll make sure we go over it again, and hopefully, if we can catch Ross beforehand, Marcia, maybe that's something you can do. And
sure.
So, okay, we'll move on to Ironclad. Jeff.
So far, the work that is being billed is the 60% for the mobilization of equipment and the head wall structure at Phillips Ditch and the pipe section up to the first manhole. There's only one manhole set in there. Is there two?
Well, the deep one, I don't know about it. That oak yet.
Yeah. It's not set yet.
Okay, so this one.
Okay. Anyway, everything, the nice thing about this bill is that they're not billing us for all the material that's on site, which they can't if they want it stored on site. And they said that at this point they just prefer to bill as they install it. So
cool.
That's really good for us. And everything is in order on this. Be my recommendation that the board act favorably and approve the pay app number one in the sum of $38,883.50.
Okay. Questions of Jeff?
You, don't you usually sign those certification of the owner that it's okay?
Yes.
Or,
I sign the one in my file.
Oh, okay. I'll get you to sign it. That's okay.
I need a vacation, okay?
I already gave you yesterday. I don't know what more you want.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we accept the recommendation of Jeff and pay Ironclad Excavating in the amount of $38,883.50.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bills. Yeah, we'll do that next. Okay. Dan, you want to make your normal motion?
I'll make a motion to pay the bills in the amount of $843,774.81.
Okay. You have a motion?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I'll second. Oh, I'm sorry. Mine. Yeah. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. We took it to a riverboat. You have a problem with that?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to go back.
I was looking through the grappling.
We're trying to invest money and just got spent. That's not true for the individuals listening.
Like, where did that come
from? That was for Buchanan and Breitman. Buchanan was specifically for, I believe, for the striping of the car. I forget what Breitman was for. Is that what it is? Well, yeah, that's what it says, supplies. What is Breitman for? Breitman?
It's for stuff that Tim bought for the cars.
Okay, gotcha. I just worded funny.
He was wondering why. Yeah, I was gonna say he was wondering why we spent $400 on on the riverboat. Okay.
It's just worded.
Okay. Losing control. It's okay. Okay. Let's go to Mike Shoda.
I got a price for a pinch box, and it said $10,700. Me and Rosie found the money, and I'd like to get it bought.
Thanks, Sean.
Actually, it does come on.
Who is that through, Mike?
That's Underground Shoring.
Underground Shoring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alistair.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. This is something I think we need. I think it's something that Mike, in his new role as water superintendent, kind of came in and looked at our equipment, and I do think this is something that is important for their work as they continue to do laying a pipe. And so I will make a motion for Mike to move forward in purchasing the trench boxes as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Yes, Mike.
Also, out there at the hospital where we're having all the problems, I've got a price of $12,600 to put a valve in. It'll be done under pressure and everything, and they'll do all the digging and that so we can stay out of it.
And that's so that we can allow the hospital to
stay on
if the
we have a problem
on 205.
205 project is taking so long, and we don't know when it's ever going to get done. This will at least give us a little
security. He's not saying anything untrue, just for the record.
A little security that if it happens where it's been breaking down, we will not have to shut the hospital off.
They have their own wells, right?
Do they have their own wells?
Yes, they do.
But the
hospital has their own well.
Yes.
I don't think the clinic does.
The hospital does not, and the wells will not support the fire suppression system either.
Oh.
I think you're right.
Because I think, if I remember right, after a certain amount of time, don't they have to go under what's called a fire watch or something to that effect?
They have a portion of that building that is under variance right now. Mm-hmm. Another portion of the building is not under variance, and so there's some confusion, but we'll just say for convenience that they have 4 hours. Anything more than 4 hours is required by code that they go under fire watch.
And what does that mean?
They have to hire certified firefighters to do nothing but walk around that building to watch for fires.
Can you apply?
So what are your thoughts on Mike's request?
Well, I think it's a valid request. It may not be bad for us, Mayor, to suggest maybe to talk with them. They may participate in the cost because it's advantage to them. So they've been real good partners, and I'm just saying we'll be proactive and move forward, but I think it may be worthwhile, no harm asking.
Okay. So are you saying we approve it to go forward, but then also talk to Parkview? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let them know why we're doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's an opportunity.
Well, I agree. It obviously makes sense with the situation that's going on.
Well, it's helping all of us. So.
Okay. So would someone like to make a motion, or?
I make a motion that, was there a,
do we have a paper for that?
I don't want to put Parkview in the motion.
I think that's probably a good decision.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right there it is in the back pages for you. Sign if you will pay it.
Okay.
You want to take a look at that real quick?
Sure.
Good thing there's nothing in there.
They do this hot. And they do it.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Necessarily.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that going to go back by the library? And
that will be right there, about their drive entrance. Right where they're.
So we'll have to coordinate with them anyways.
Right. It'll go right where they hook, right after they hook on.
I don't know what you want to look at.
I'm good. I just want to get the name of the contract.
That's your job reference. Oh, well. Jeff reference title.
Proposal.
Oh, proposal. There you go.
And like this construction service Indiana.
I believe so.
Is that the appropriate name, Mike? Construction Services of Indiana? That's their business name?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're out of Warsaw. Okay.
I think my recommendation is take Mike's recommendation to purchase the valve, as indicated on the proposal, of 2014-05-05-01. The purpose of this is to assist in the Parkview Hospital facilities not to lose water in case of a breakage for future.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
He did not read the dollar amount.
Oh, okay.
I just realized that. For $12,600.
Okay. Very good. Mike, you want to spend any more money?
Not tonight.
Not tonight? Okay. Very good. Thank you. Not you, Mike. okay. So you need my signature. Okay. Okay, any other department heads have issues they want to bring to the Board of Works? Wow, it's awful quiet. Okay.
I don't want jinx us, I'm not saying nothing.
Okay, Marcia.
Nothing.
Rosie?
I was just going to give a quick update. I received 110 applications for my cashier's position. And they're investing and going to them now.
For one position, you got 100? Wow.
Yeah. And we should be switching over to our new billing system the end of June. They'll be here the 26th all day to do training and start on our new bill printing.
Super.
That's all I have.
Okay. Great. Well,
on that billing, will they get two bills at the transition period? Will they get an old bill, a new bill, or they'll just get a new bill? Okay. Nothing else, Mayor.
Okay. Wanted to let you know we had Quessy students in here today. We had Mary Raber students in here 2 weeks ago, I guess. Yeah. So if your chairs were a little whopper jawed, that's why. But went really well. Want to thank the police and fire department for all of their work in regards to that. I think they had a good time with that. I think if there's anything else. Did the grand reopening of the BMV. It's pretty amazing when you look at what actually transpired and what it looks like now. If you look in the right light, you can see where the car went through because of the new brick. But in time, that'll be weathered, and you won't be able to tell at all. I did ask for your information at the next meeting for Mr. Sewell from the Building and Planning Department to come in and present from the permitting excellence thing that you all had approved multiple months ago to kind of give an update as to where they're at with that. And so he should be here on the 10th. Also for your information, there is a Planning Commission meeting on Monday, and they will be taking up the issue of Mr. Stephen Wells and Testworth, the Testworth property, and some changes to zoning that may or may not occur there. So for your information, that is going to be an interesting meeting, I think. For some of you. So, besides that, I think I'm good. Yes.
Chief, the resource officer, is he on the agenda in the near future?
He was on the council meeting last time.
Oh, the council. He can come to Board of Works as well. Yeah, we can do that.
Just ask him to send me his paperwork and I can review it if he's already been here.
Okay.
Yep, that'd be fine.
Do you want to give a quick overview as to where we're at with the new officers?
Sure. After the meeting last time where I asked permission to hire two, I've contacted both of them and offered them conditional offers of employment. They both accepted. They're very excited. They now have a perf packet to go through, just like the firemen do, wherever they get a physical done and a mental exam and things like that. And then the state has to approve them through perf. We're just in a holding pattern. You never know how long that may take. So their package should be turned in by the end of the week. And then we will, Beth will work on getting their appointments lined up, and we'll just wait and see what happens with PERF.
Okay.
But it could easily be 4 or 6 weeks before we hear anything back.
Okay. Very good. Tom, what about your new employee?
Our stuff was sent to stay a week ago yesterday actually, and it got sent back today because there was some missing parts to it, so I don't know where that's at exactly as far as what parts the hospital got filled out, what parts were just excluded due to doctor signatures or something, so I'm not doing it.
Okay, very good. That's all I have.
Nothing.
Okay. Anything from the audience? Okay, hearing none, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.